Welcome to Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Jody Peterson. Colorado is home to thousands of artists, artisans, and creators of all kinds. Musicians, potters, painters, to name just a few. 26 Colorado cities have state-certified creative districts. And today we'll talk about what those creative districts are and how they help the communities they're located in. We'll hear from a state official and the North Fork Valley Creative Coalition, and we'll pay a visit to Ridgeway's Creative District. On the Western Slope, creative districts are also found in Grand Junction, Telluride, Carbondale, Salida, and Steamboat Springs. To learn more, I first spoke with Margaret Hunt, Director of Colorado Creative Industries, which is part of the Colorado Office of Economic Development. Colorado Creative Industries, also called CCI, oversees the creative districts and certifies them. I asked Margaret Hunt to describe what Colorado Creative Industries does.
So our mission is to advance the creative sector for jobs and as a community development strategy for economic development across the state of Colorado. We are the state arts agency, and as such, we have a partnership agreement with the National Endowment for the Arts to distribute funds throughout the state.
Can you define what creative industries are?
Creative industries is broadly defined by us to include design, film and media, literature and publishing, the performing arts, visual arts and crafts, and heritage arts, which also includes culinary arts and craft and brewing and distilling. So it does include a value-added food products. So essentially, it's things made by hand or made in the mind.
What are some of the specific things that CCI does to support economic development in these sectors?
We provide grants to arts nonprofit organizations across the state through our Colorado Creates grant. We also provide what we call career advancement awards. It's a reimbursement. So, for example, I help clothing designers take a clothing line to an apparel show. It's a kind of funding that I think is especially helpful for people to get their name known for their creative pursuit.
So what is a creative district exactly, and how does Colorado Creative Industries support them?
A creative district is a contiguous area that has boundaries. It's typically walkable. It's typically a high concentration of arts and cultural organizations. It's got lots of complementary non-arts businesses like restaurants and offices and retail and housing and lodging. It is a place where there is vigorous arts and cultural activity, such as art walks and festivals and concerts, often performing arts venues or music venues. And we support the development and the certification of creative districts that meet our standards of excellence.
So someone who wants to establish a creative district basically applies to the state to have their district designated as a creative district.
Not quite that simple. Basically, what we do is we provide any community that's interested in pursuing a creative district with access to resources and technical assistance to help them. So we do it in two ways. We have an online platform, callyourselfcreative.org, which is a resource of all of the materials, best practices, videos, white papers about how to go about forming a creative district. So it's kind of a DIY process. The other thing that we provide is a workshop called the Creativity Lab, targeted towards a group of people that really want to use a creative district as an economic development strategy for their neighborhood or their community. So what we require now is for a community to go through either one of those two platforms, either Call Yourself Creative or Creativity Lab. And once they have completed those, then we invite them to apply to be a certified creative district once we have confidence that they meet the standards.
Can you, in general, describe what those standards are?
So what we look for is, has this concept of a creative district been established in the community and endorsed by local government? That's important to us. Do they have a strategic plan? Do they have a solid financial plan? Have they proven that they have a concentration of creative sector workers in creative sector businesses? Do they have strong leadership? Do they have an advisory board or a governing board? What we're looking for is to ensure that communities that pursue a certified creative district status have all of the fundamentals in place that will ensure that they will be successful and sustainable.
So what does a creative district designation do for a community? How does it benefit the people who live there?
The first benefit is that they have a solid organizational structure that will withstand turnover in volunteers and political change and the like. And some of the benefits that they get from being certified is we provide some funding. We provide access to about $10,000 a year that they can use to implement their strategic plan. We provide national and statewide marketing, advertising, and social media opportunities. We support applications to the Colorado Tourism Office for regional marketing grants. We convene the creative districts twice a year, so they have access to a professional learning network comprised of the other creative districts around the state. We provide assistance with community asset mapping.
What is community asset mapping?
So when we talk about creative assets, we think it's important that people are looking at assets that support the creative district. For example, performing arts venues. A library is a community asset because often the libraries are the community gathering places. Galleries, creative businesses. It's essentially the creative sector assets within the community.
So how do you measure the impact of a creative district designation? Are there metrics that are used or statistics that show how these designations impact a community?
Yeah, so one of the things that we require is an annual report, and we do have some flexibility in the types of data or metrics that creative districts report. So one of the things that we track is the earnings from creative industry-related businesses, which in Colorado, in our creative districts now, of which we have 23 that are certified as of today. We have a few more that are in the pipeline looking to achieve certification. But the creative earnings for businesses in creative districts is about $1 billion a year, billion with a B. We also measure the workforce, and we have over 13,000 people employed full-time in the creative workforce. We also ask districts to keep track of visitors, and our latest count shows that our creative districts have attracted just short of 3 million visitors a year. We also have access to publicly reported data that we collect, and so we provide a lot of help to districts in how to measure their effectiveness and to report that.
And I understand that several creative districts in Western Colorado are part of something called the Creative Corridor.
It's a group of five districts that have received 2 years in a row now funding from Colorado Tourism Office to market themselves as a creative corridor, and that includes Carbondale, Crested Butte, Paonia, Ridgeway, and Salida. Those creative districts have all teamed up, contributed funding, and applied for matching funds from the Colorado Tourism Office. They're really pursuing visitors as part of their creative district identity.
And that was Margaret Hunt with Colorado Creative Industries. This is Local Motion on KVNF, and I'm Jody Peterson. Next, I talked to staffers of the North Fork Valley Creative Coalition. Carol Newman is the program manager, and Heidi Hudek is the treasurer. Most of the answers were given by Carol. When Heidi speaks, she identifies herself first.
The North Fork Valley Creative Coalition was founded in 2012, and a few months after incorporation, they got the creative district status. Originally, it was the North Fork Valley Creative District, but about a year ago, a little over a year ago, the Colorado Creative Industries revised their requirements, the eligibility to become a creative district. And they wanted only a walk-around territory. So we had to reduce the North Fork Creative District to Paonia specifically because there's more galleries and artists and such that you can walk around to.
This is Heidi. We do still appreciate all of our creatives in this area. We have a vibrant community of that. And we still look forward to helping all of our members across the North Fork Valley improve their status, bring people to them. Our programs involve the whole North Fork, even though the creative district is just Peonia. There are a few things that we've used our status to help develop. So one is that we are providing professional development for our members, helping them understand how to make their careers as artists better and bring in more money for them. Another is, like you said, the tourist industry. So bringing people here to them in order for them to be able to sell their creative products.
Can you talk a little bit about the Space to Create program and what that is? And
Colorado Creative Industries, through the Department of Economics, came up with a plan to help rural areas improve their economy through their program Space to Create, where they go into economically disadvantaged areas and they build low-income live-work spaces. Peonia was selected as the third Space to Create location out of the nine that will eventually be awarded that.
Does Peonia have plans for developing that housing?
Oh, yes. For the last couple of years, there's an executive committee that has been meeting, is led by the town of Peonia and the North Fork Valley Creative Coalition, and then some community members on that. Right now, we're in the pre-development stage. We've been through a feasibility study, followed up by a marketing study. What the Peonia district needs most are affordable work spaces, followed up by living spaces. So we have like a commercial project we would like to do, which would include the more affordable art studios, gallery and such. And then also another phase is building dwellings.
Peonia has a huge affordable housing problem, as do a lot of communities on the Western Slope. Would these units be restricted to just people who are artists?
At the beginning, yes, but we're trying to work with CHAFA on seeing if we can get some funds that would extend the number of units and the eligibility for others in the communities. But with the creative industry's broad definition of creative, we're hoping to fill a greater need here. So there are some grantors out there that are very interested in this project that we're working with.
Do you have any information on how this creative district is impacting the economy in the North Fork?
So what we rely upon are some census reports that have come out of the county, Delta County, and out of Colorado Creative Industries has some specific reports on that. What we know about Peonia in particular, it is the only town within Delta County that is growing. Creatives don't take sole responsibility or credit for the improved growth here, but I know that we are a major component of that growth.
And what is the Peonia Creative District looking forward to next?
One thing that's extremely exciting that's coming to the Peonia Creative District is the Smithsonian project that's bringing the museum on Main Street to a number of communities across the United States. And so Peonia has been selected as one of those. And so we're working with the Blue Sage Center for the Arts and the Peonia Historic District to bring this together. It will be a year-long program culminating in an exhibit in January of 2021, and it will have a companion exhibit from local artists here. So we're extremely excited about bringing in that. It will have a storytelling component. Part of the purpose of the Smithsonian going out into the country is to bring together the different factions that are in communities and to start dialogues to bring communities together.
This is Heidi. The theme for the Smithsonian exhibit is changes in rural America. So we're looking to include people from long time ago in our community. We're looking to include new artists. Many of the stories that we're culminating are going to be turned into art. And people get to tell stories on KVNF. They get to tell stories to artists to create things out of their stories.
And we just heard from Carol Newman and Heidi Hudek of the North Fork Ballad Creative Coalition. If you're just tuning in, this is Local Motion on KVNF, and I'm Jody Peterson. Today we're talking about state-designated creative districts in western Colorado towns. I recently visited the town of Ridgeway to tour their creative district and spoke with Deidre Silbert, Community Initiatives Facilitator for the town, and with Ridgeway's mayor, John Clark.
In 2010 and 2011, then Governor Hickenlooper had an initiative called Bottom-Up Economic Development, and our county participated in that, and part of that was a discussion about utilizing the creative sector that was here, has always been here, because of the beauty of our area. We've always drawn people who appreciate beauty, people who were discussing what did we need to do to improve Ridgeway's and the county's economic development situation, this was in the midst of the recession, said, we need to be using our creative sector somehow. And so that became kind of a focus and actually one of the goals of the bottom-up economic development plan for Ouray County. Then that kind of came together at the state level, and when we learned that there was going to be some sort of process to become a creative district, we were the first ones to say, we want to apply for this. Ridgeway was one of the effective creative district at that time in 2012. And then in 2013, we were certified as a full creative district. So we were one of the earliest ones, actually. We're focused on making sure that everyone can participate. And this is a piece of what creative districts are often about as well, is inclusivity, finding as many ways to include different kinds of creative people as possible, redefining, because many people think artist. And artist is not what only what the creative district is about. That's kind of a core. The fine artists in a community are often the core of a creative district, but it really goes out beyond that to all the different folks who are doing creative things in many different ways who support those fine artists, but also who just have their own way, like culinary arts, for instance. We consider that to be part of our creative district. So we have local chefs who do really creative work in the way that they produce their food. And healing arts, literary arts are here. We have quite a few writers in our area. We have a film festival that we put on each year. So we've got a candle making shop. We've got an architecture welding shop that's here.
What has the impact been of the creative district on the community in the town? You know, what has it done for the artists and creatives, and what has it done for the community as a whole?
It's just been so gratifying to see what an incredible impact it's had on our community, and a community that I've been involved with for almost 40 years, and really never would have guessed that we could sort of redefine ourselves as a creative community the way we have, and just how successful it's been.
Becoming a named and certified creative district has given our town a new identity that it didn't really have. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize about Ridgeway is that this town was slated to be underwater. And for a couple of decades or more, the Ridgeway Dam was supposed to inundate this very area. And so people, many people left, and people who stayed and fought to keep the community alive.
What year was that?
It started kind of in the 50s and the 60s that the Bureau of Reclamation had a plan to actually inundate this valley. And it wasn't until, I think it was in the 70s, that they actually decided that they were going to move it downstream a little bit to where it is now. And so the town was kind of saved. But at that point, it had had 20 years of kind of lack of attention, and a lot of buildings had fallen down or burned. It was a town that really didn't have an identity for quite some time. And so when this creative district option came along, it really gave Ridgeway the opportunity to create a new identity. And being a known creative place in the state and honoring our heritage, which is a part of, you know, ranching and railroading is at the core of what this town was created for.
So can you quantify the impact that the creative district designation has had?
The impact that it's had is difficult to measure, but Ridgeway has the highest income coming from creative industries. That's kind of amazing.
State?
I believe so.
Have you seen an increase in visitation to Ridgeway, do you think, specifically for the creative aspects of the town?
There's five towns that are part of the Colorado Creative Corridor, and we together have created this to encourage visitation of our creative districts, and in particular, because I can say in Ridgeway, we're not focused on any kind of tourism. That's not our goal. We don't want to become a tourist destination. We have that right near us. Ouray people go to, Telluride people go to. We're really a community, and we want to stay a community where people who are creative can live and do all kinds of things, and other people as well. So for us, the Colorado Creative Corridor is about encouraging a specific type of tourism that for us is more sustainable, and that's people who are interested in the creative pieces of what our community is about and what we do here, and also maybe bringing that, people who are creative coming here potentially and saying, well, I think I want to live here. We're open to that kind of tourism, but we're not as much looking for just general tourism in our community, and we also were hoping for off-peak tourism because we're pretty busy in the summer, but the rest of the year is pretty quiet. So that's what the Colorado Creative Corridor was all about, and I do believe that it's increased. I can't say that it's the corridor specifically. I don't really have a way to measure that, but we have had increased tourism for sure.
You were mentioning trying to make Ridgeway a place where creative people can live. And so to that end, I understand that you've also been working on a project for some affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. We have. Colorado Creative Industries teamed up with the Betcher Foundation and learned of the work that ArtSpace, a national nonprofit developer, was doing around the country. And they basically came to ArtSpace and said, we'd really like to do something like this statewide, and we'd like to bring in affordable housing for the workforce and the creative sector. We applied to be selected. We were selected back in late 2016, and we've been working on it ever since. Almost $1 million has already been invested in the project. We don't have anything on the ground yet, but that's the feasibility studies and the pre-development costs that are part of it. It'll be basically about a $10 million project. We can't afford to do that ourselves, but right now the plan is, with the help of the state and private foundations and potentially other funders as well, we fingers crossed that we'll break ground next year, and it will be between 25 and 30 units of housing. Live-work housing is what we're calling it, which means it has kind of more utilitarian treatment of the space, and also a little bit extra space for people to be able to do the work, whatever they do in their unit in the building, and there'll also be some common spaces that can be used for creative work.
It's a wonderful thing to provide affordable housing for creatives, and yet so many towns are struggling with affordable housing for
including
teachers
us.
And firefighters and every sector, mm-hmm. and really, you know, services that are really crucial.
Mm-hmm.
So does this project do anything for that?
It does, actually, and it's part of why I called it workforce sector housing, because we have that same issue that all towns, and really it's practically a nationwide issue. And, critical need for housing in our community, absolutely critical. And our marshal's office staff can't live in Ridgeway because they can't afford it, and our teachers often can't live in Ridgeway because they can't afford it. We have a high cost of land here, and certainly of housing here, because we're in such close proximity to Telluride. So if we are applying for low-income housing tax credits. If we receive those tax credits, in order to live in the facility, anyone who is low income can apply. And the desire is to have that be a place that encourages creative community, but anyone who is low income could potentially qualify to live in that building. So it remains to be seen who will come out of the woodwork for that. A huge percentage of our population, including teachers and those who work in the marshal's office and those who work in healthcare, have some hobby or some way that they also do something creatively. We know that it's well over 20% of our population does something creatively, and it's probably closer to 50%. So we know lots of people here are doing something creatively, whether or not that's their professional job.
So it doesn't mean they don't have to be full-time artists
No.
and making a living off
No,
of their
absolutely
creative
not.
Endeavor.
No, someone who works in a restaurant, for instance, that's a great example, who's supporting a chef who's doing something creatively, can be considered part of the creative sector, and they would certainly, could potentially qualify.
Let's talk about the future a little bit. So, what does the creative district look like? How does it affect Ridgeway, like 10 years from now, or 20 years from now? How do you envision things continuing to evolve?
For me, the kinds of opportunities that I think our creative district has created and will create are really things like, because of how we've gotten on the map and how people really see Ridgeway as an arts community and an incredible little foodie town, and we've got the guy who makes the Grammys, and we've got two or three people who make fancy awards in one building in downtown Ridgeway, and just that sort of breadth of the impact, I could see it manifesting in potentially an art school moving here. We've got this great little sculpture contest we do every spring, early summer, that has gotten better and better. You know, going back to the Creative District's original goals and model, the governor was very adamant about the fact that this is a 21st century thing. And what we need to do is look at the creative sector as an economic development opportunity that's never really been considered before. One of the most important things we need to do as the town government is make sure we have a real diverse economy. Tourism is a fickle beast and ebbs and flows, and to put all our eggs in the tourism basket, I think, is a huge mistake. So I think we need to diversify in terms of light industry and information technology, and things like, one of my dreams would be to have a outdoor equipment company, something like a Black Diamond or a Marmot company, build an R&D facility here. We're perfectly situated for all the outdoor recreation things you can think of.
And that was John Clark, Ridgeway's mayor. We also heard from Deidre Silbert, the community initiatives facilitator for the town. I wrapped up my visit to Ridgeway by going to see various artists, including Jennifer Dewey, a silversmith in the creative district.
We are at Amulet Arts on Clinton Street in Ridgeway. And Clinton Street has kind of become a vibrant, multifaceted, creative, what I think is would be the hub for our creative district.
What kind of art do you create?
I am a goldsmith, silversmith. My primary work is promoting and using fair trade, fair mind materials in the jewelry production. Just removing some of the excess metal. So making jewelry is a lot more labor intensive than people realize.
How is being in the creative district helpful to you? What impact does it have on you as an artist working?
I've lived in the region for 15 years, and I lost my studio space and living space due to it being on the market up in Telluride, and I have been looking at Ridgeway for nearly a decade, and this space specifically, and it came available, so I made the move. I came down here really for the calm, but also because many of my creative friends had relocated to Ridgeway, and so it's a good network for me, both for getting out of the solitary studio tendency that we have as artists, and resource-wise, to be able to connect with other artists, benefit them, use them as a source for inspiration or tools. I think that we have a lot of interconnectedness here. There are many female metalsmiths in Ridgeway. It's kind of phenomenal. I've been going to the meetings for the development of Space to Create much longer than I've lived in Ridgeway. I've been coming down here for the meetings, and that is probably what has kept me in the area, that hope that I can have a live-work space at some point. That is my ideal, and that just seems to be what I've been seeking, is under one roof, a community of creatives.
You mentioned that your work here as part of the creative district is focused on fair trade metals. Why do you think that's important?
I really do feel in this time in the world, being conscious of what we buy, who we buy it from, how it's made, and aiming towards a circular, you know, production cycle where there is some reuse, or it's being made from recyclables, or it is fair trade. We can't be perfect, but we can be conscious.
And that was Jennifer Dewey, sharing thoughts about being more conscious about what we buy, which seems especially appropriate this time of year. That concludes this edition of Local Motion on Western Slope Creative Districts. You can find this program and many others at kvnf.org. I'm Jody Peterson, and thanks for tuning in.